I lie all the time. I lied to Mrs. Loy from the 14th floor when I assured her that I walked her dog 3 times a day and watered her plants while she went to Atlantic City to win the money for her son's sad operation, or for her own elective plastic surgery. I'm not sure. I lied to the co-op board of my family's apartment building about my mom's episode that left our living room wall in partial collapse soon after Dad left. I also backed up Mom's lies to the board that we'd pay for the damage. Monkeys will fly out of my butt before we'll be able to come up with the money to fix the fallout. The way I figure, if Mom and I aren't bothered by living in ruins, why should the co-op board care? I lied to the NYU admissions committee that I care about my future and my education. I'm barely a year out of high school, and I already know this NYU deal is a losing proposition. I live out the college freshman lie to hold on to the only thing in my life that's not in ruins. Eli. I lied to girl Robin from psych class when I assured her that boy Robin, from that time at the Starbucks at 8th and University, loves her and will call her. There's no money for me to move into the school dorms, and Robin's a sophomore with a rare single who goes home on the weekends and lets me use her place when I need to escape the building. The apartment building where I've lived my whole life may be situated on prime Greenwich Village real estate, but escape from it is my prime priority. Escape from parent drama, or my lies, or Mr. McAllister, the creepy up-and-down elevator man who lives down the hall from Mrs. Loy, and who's been ogling me since I was 13 and my breasts first announced themselves in the elevator mirror. I've lied to Mom every time I've told her I've stayed the night at Robin's, when really I've stayed over at my boyfriend's dorm room. I lie to myself that I need to lie about my whereabouts. It's not like Bruce II and I are doing it. We're more about a book in bed, then turn out the light, and sleep. Just sleep, till he leaves in the morning for his 8:30 accounting class. I lie to him that I think accounting is a worthwhile subject to study. I lied to boy Robin when he won our chess game in Washington Square Park, after that time with girl Robin, and the price of my loss was my supposed obligation to answer truth to his midnight question. Robin said he'd watched 5 men trip over themselves from checking me out, while I merely glared at them. Robin wanted to know if I use my beauty for good or evil. Evil, I assured him. Lie. Truth, I'm as pure as fresh snow over Washington Square Park on a winter morning, before the dogs and people and machines of this hard, hard city batter its perfect, peaceful beauty. I lied to Bruce II when I promised we would have sex, the real kind, soon. Very soon. We'd barely made it to 69 when his RA walked in and interrupted us. It felt like cheating on Eli. I lied to Bruce I when I let him believe he would be my first. Eli is supposed to be first. I can wait. Then maybe I'll let Bruce II truly be second. I lied to the 3 different men and 1 girl at the Astor Place Starbucks who eyed me in the wall mirror today and then wanted to sit in the empty chair opposite mine. I pretended I didn't hear them through my headphones. They could go park themselves elsewhere. I placed my feet up on the empty chair to reserve it for Eli. Only Eli. Mostly, I lie to Eli. I lie to Eli.